Hello, my dear friends from audiosexstories.net and indiansextalk.com. Today I bring for you a fiery tale of sex and love. So, here we go. On a two-year posting to the remote Indian province as part of his governmental duties of becoming an ambassador, attending ambassador balls, leaving university with a first in international politics followed by an MSc. He went into the diplomatic service, dreaming of a posting to some exotic place in the world. Sun, and living the life of an ambassador. Cocktail parties, dining with the great and good. But everyone has to start somewhere, and in a remote part of India was his initiation into the glamorous world of foreign service. He was little more than a tea boy. Two-day adventure into the heart of the province, as his boss put it, to meet the locals and show the flag. Be good for you, my boy. Show you how the other half lives, he said in a smug, all-knowing voice. Christ, that's all I need is to mingle with the bloody locals in a flag-waving venture. It might not be all bad, he tried to convince himself half-heartedly. The battered-up Land Rover sped, all of 20 mph, along the dirt track road. Clouds of rusty earth followed the vehicle as it made its way to its destination. Finally, after a rent seemed a lifetime and bone crusher, they reached the village at the far end of the province. Primitive was not the right word. 10 mud-built houses with grass-turfed roofs were scattered around an area of 1/4 mile. Water well lay on the outskirts of the settlement. A wooden hut was situated about 10 meters from the well. That'll be the toilet, he thought. The people were very friendly and welcoming, probably the only visitors they got in months, he mused. 3 of them, ambassador, tea boy, and the interpreter, went from house to house in a show of regal solidarity. In one of the mud huts lived a family of 10, 8 children and the parents. The children's ages ranged from a baby of a few months to a girl in her mid to late teens. Although obviously very poor, were very welcoming and shared whatever food they had, homemade bread and some kind of stew. The teen daughter had black shoulder-length hair and wore a flowing flowery dress, which was a size too big. They ate gratefully and courteously. He knew something was stirring within. Later that night, the stirring became something more in his lower end this time, which had to be set free. Running from the mud hut, which all 3 of them were sharing, grabbing a copy of an old newspaper, headed towards the forest at the back of the settlement, and relieved himself of the bowel discomfort. Walking back to the hut, he met the young lady he had met earlier with her parents and the younger brothers and sisters. It was a pitch-dark October night with only the full moon to see. Wearing the same flowery dress, the black hair illuminated in the moonlight, not being able to speak her language pointed at the starry sky. A few minutes passed pointing at different constellations in the cloudless, dark sky before the desire started to stir in them both. Throwing at each other energetically, wildly, passionately started to kiss. Holding each other tightly, their tongue danced. Tempestuously, with fiery zealousness, they kissed until the animalistic carnal lust grew to explosive sexual vermin of individual need. His hand curved around her back to grip the firm, round buttocks. She was not wearing panties, so felt all of the womanly shaped cheeks. Running his finger up and down, the natural crack rimmed the anus. Hurriedly lifting up the dress, felt the firmness of the torrid buttock and spherical roundness of her wriggled arse. She parted her legs slightly and his hand slid between her legs to cup the hairy pussy. Still passionately kissing, he rubbed, increasing in ferocity till felt his palm become moist. The index and middle fingers pushed into the wet, tight, swollen crack and started to slowly, rhythmically fuck. Gently drawing breath as the fingers went up, increasing in fucking speed, she got wetter and wetter. Droplets of the juice ran down her legs as the pussy to flow. sliding it down his trouser front, and into the boxes fell the long hard cock and balls. In a wanking motion, her hand went up and down the shaft, squeezing his punk-filled balls on the downward stroke. Lingering, her palm cupped the swollen helmet and rubbed the cock in her hand. It felt so good to wank a hard cock. The smoothness of the shaft and coils of shin rolled down from the swollen helmet. The cock slid, which executed pre-cum, the more she rolled the head in her palm and the round balls. This is the night she dreamed of all her life, reading the rarely smuggled girl magazines, which showed pictures of how to wank a cock and how to open her legs to let his hand massage her pussy and finger fuck her wet. How the exhilarating feeling of a man's finger in her pussy tunnel would be the most empathetically joyous feeling she would experience. Tonight was a night of wild sex, a night to remember. The flowery dress glided down her tanned body to reveal all her womanhood. Breast round and firm, character of her youthfulness. Nipples were light brown and sticking forward. In a show of temptation lay emptied on saucer of spherical of chocolate. Her legs were tanned, smooth, athletic with taut cuff muscles. The back, the black pubes mass lay between her legs and the swollen pink lips centered and glistening from the wet. Gesturing her to turn over revealed the most amazing buttocks he had ever seen, tight and shapely. His hand reached out to rub and creep each cheek in turn. Spinning her round, falling to the ground, his tongue went between her legs to lick and gorge on the wet flesh, the hairy pussy, licking greedily, gripping her buttocks to pull nearer. The wet, swollen crack, she dug her fingers into his scalp as she violently shook before releasing her warm, sticky juice over his face. She had never experienced such an exhilarating feeling before, as her whole body went into uncontrollable spasms. Even playing with herself, finger fucking till orgasm did not feel the same. Lying in bed at night, she would pull up the dark blue nightie, open her legs and cup her pussy, one hand rubbing up and down the crack of the entrance as the other hand felt her firm breast, twisting the nipples until she felt droplets of milk, rubbing the throbbing clit and swollen lips began to moan. Circular motion of the backs of all her fingers of the sensitive clit just increased the moaning. Lying on the ground, legs wide, he ran his helmet cock up and down the puffy crack, pushing the hard rock into the tight, wet hole, started to fuck. Increasing the fucking speed, holding and pulling her tits to get better penetration, he thrusted forcefully. The spunk shot into the tunnel, deep throwing the spunky cock she greedily twisted and gorged on the cock, groaning with pleasure as his finger fucked her to orgasm. After fucking and eating, mouths ring with sex juices, they lay looking up at the starry sky and fell asleep cuddling each other's semi-naked bodies. Ships that pass in the night and sail away into the sunset, leaving lifelong memories behind. So, how was it? This is one of my favorite stories here that I have brought to you on audiosexstories.net through indiansexdoc.com. And I would like to know your feedback. So, in case you like the story, please let me know that. Please like the story. Thumbs up. And let me know. And talk to me on indiansexdoc.com. And till I do not bring new stories to you again, lots of kisses to you. Bye for now.